started getting ducked today, late on the walk home. So we watched the clouds go from gray to blue. We stepped around the puddles draining into the dirt path. I stopped when I looked back, face to face with you. We're just sitting on the pier and skipping stones in the river, freezing on the beach and taking Polaroid pictures under an umbrella in the pouring rain, looking for excuses not to go home again, hanging up old photos on your bedroom wall, wondering if there's any better reason at all to be anywhere else in the world. There's something I forgot to say, girl. Darling, some part of me is falling, falling hard for you. And somewhere the perfect words are out there, so I can tell the truth. What more can I do? I waited for you as the sun rose over the tree line. So cold, but I'd be fine as soon as you're there. You said we had a lot of time, so we walked a bit farther. Started getting darker, earlier than before. You took me by the hand and led me under the boardwalk. We both took our clothes off and held each other close. You whispered in my ear and said in so many ways that you loved me. I stopped feeling ugly. I had a reason to live, I had a reason to live. Darling, some part of me is falling, falling hard for you.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor the Human Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Rewind, T20. Catch up, that one. I had to eat, son. Rockin' in my little tie. Yeah.
Hello, welcome to Lethal Refresh. My name is Danny.
Hi, I'm Sophia.
And we are in the studio here at CITR 101.9 FM. And CITR is on the unceded, stolen territories of the Hunkmunum-speaking Musqueam people, but we broadcast all the way out to the stolen territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people in the region that has been labeled as Vancouver. Also Free Palestine. This is Lethal Refresh, and we play all new music every week. Things are a little different because our dearly beloved Jay is now away in Haida Gwaii, living island life.
Island girl vibes.
Literally, island girl in the cold islands. But we'll still be a part of the show, and we'll have so many different people being a part of the show this term. But different people, same vibe, same all new music. And the all new music that we're bringing to you today, we're going to play some of, you might have heard, our friend Steph, who is part of Lethal Refresh, a host of this show, mastered the album that is called DIY for Dolph. And Dolph is Drug User Liberation Front, who's advocating for safe supply in Vancouver. And they created an album that's on Lump and Soup's Bandcamp. So that's our dear friend Soup, and it's Lump, E-N, Soup. And if you go to her profile, you can find it on there, and then you can buy it on Bandcamp for $10 or as much as you want. And we'll be playing some artists from that. It's all local artists, a lot of artists we've played on here before. But before we get into that, we'll be playing... First is from Hoodie Browns, who is a local artist, and it's a new track that they just randomly dropped, a bit of a surprise, and it's called Lost in Translation, featuring Sound of Kalima, and then Magic I Want You by Jane Remover, new Jane Remover track, and then For Sure by Ethel Kane and American Football, which is very interesting, and then after that we'll come back, but those will carry you for almost 20 whole minutes, listener, so there's a lot of music to be played and a lot of listening to be had, so I hope you enjoy, and I'll catch you on the other side. Here's Lost in Translation.
I saw your instead. I'm just a fool for you. Don't know what we're doing, but I keep doing. Thought I was done with this shit, but I keep doing.
To serve. If you're interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year, then Freshy has you covered. Stop in today at Freshy on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshy on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshy. Eat. Energize. Royal Otis, live in concert, coming to the PNE Forum in Vancouver on October 22nd. Fresh off the heels of their debut album, Prats in Pain, and the viral cover of Murder on the Dance Floor for Triple J's Like a Virgin, don't miss the Australian duo on their biggest tour yet, Royal Otis, Glory to Glory Fall Tour. Tickets are on sale now at ticketleader.ca. TicketLeader.ca.
Hello.
What's up? Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, refreshers. Good afternoon, people in the nest right
Refresh
now.
Refresh Nation.
Refresh Nation, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in so-called Vancouver. This is a show where we play all new music every week. Lethal as Fweek.
Yay.
Do you know the rest?
No.
Refreshed each week.
I still have a lot to learn. I'm the
Love
new intern.
We've got some new interns this term.
Yeah, some fresh blood. After the leaving of Jay.
They make me fetch coffee.
Yeah. We've been doing a lot of photocopying.
I make you guys fetch me Monster energy drinks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a crazy relationship we have with Lord Danny, but we're learning slowly.
You just heard the track Lost in Translation by Hoodie Browns, Magic I Want You by Jane Remover, and For Sure by Ethel Kane. I am being watched through the window
by
new trainees.
Oh, that's epic. Well, they'll come
in. This could be you, new
us.
Trainees. I imagine that's what...
Yeah. I like that Ethel Kane For Sure song. I love... I forget how much I love American Football and that album, and then I hear it remixed and replayed in a different style, and then the memories come flooding back of very dark high school experiences, because American football hits best at the ripening of your youth.
Truly. I think so. I think definitely so. What are your thoughts, Elisa?
I don't know. I've only heard Never Meant, guys. I'm a fake music fan. I'm so sorry.
Liked Magic I Want You, the Jane Remover one. I like end. The end got really dancey.
I like it too. I also think like the Jane Remover, like there's like this trend that's been going on this summer that Jane Remover is like doing a lot where like they remix like Minecraft sounds. And I swear, like, not this one.
She gets a little silly.
Yeah, she had, I think, I can't remember what Minecraft sound she had in this one, but like some of the other singles have had like the Elytra sound.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like the fireworks sound.
Remember we were talking about it at the JPEG Mafia show when we saw Jane Remover.
Mm-hmm.
And we like met up with some people there that hadn't met before, and we just like talked about it for a lot, and that the person that was there is a really big Jane Remover fan, so we were talking about that.
Epic. It's definitely a different sound, these new singles, like more on the pop. Like, actually, I didn't really hear Senses Designated. Senses Designated was like more slow, but this one's like more poppy, I feel. I don't know.
Word. And then you'll be hearing College Rock Song Number 1 by Knitting. I believe they're from Montreal, and they're on Mint Records, who we work with a lot. I'm having a really hard time picking who we're going to play from DIY for Dolph, that our lovely host of Lethal, also Steph Mastered, and a lot of frenzies are on. We're going to start with MO1E. We just spent a lot of time. I just spent a lot of time with MO1E on their new music video, which will be really, really exciting. Shout out Kirk. Shout out. Elisa, who would you like to shout out from MO1E?
Shout out Emerson, my boy, number one bass player of all time.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Emerson was just in this studio. You guys were being interviewed for Gobstopper?
Yeah, for Gobstopper. We were talking about noise pollution.
colluding with some noise.
Could you, I'm a bit curious more about DIY for Dolph and what the aims of the album are and how it came about.
Dolph is Drug User Liberation Front, we were talking about before the music break, and I will read off what my dear friend Soup has written in her caption for DIY for Dolph, because Soup was kind of like heading this project, and Soup's artist name is Lumpin' Soup. So I'll read this word for word. DIY for Dolph, who could ask for more? A gaggle of over-talented and underpaid drug users have come together to offer you not only the experience of 13 tracks from across our local DIY music scene, but also get to support the Drug User Liberation Front. Dolph has worked tirelessly to save lives in so-called Vancouver and recently was prosecuted by a government opposed to the idea that junkies are worth saving. Get it now and share widely. It's on lumpandsoup.bandcamp.com. The art is biggest loser, David Eby, with his eyes crossed out. It's a compilation album, so it's got a bunch of works from these different artists, all local, all DIY. Mm-hmm. We'll start with M-O-N-E from our friend Kirk, friend Emerson, these people who do what's called Cry Club here at UBC, mm-hmm. have this really cool band, and that song is M-O-N-E, W-A-A-O-D. And then the next song after that will be Lumpin' Soup, The Tower. And then before that, the first track you'll be hearing is College Rock Song Number 1 by Knitting. And then we'll come back with some other stuff.
Yeah, excited for Knitting. Haven't heard them in a long time.
Yippee.
Thank you. They built a tower over your grave, poured their foundation over memories we made, snuffed out the trees so we couldn't find shade, then got on stage and treated you like waste. I missed the chance to burn them down with you. They stole the chance to burn them down with you. But fuck the towers, they'll be ash when I'm through. I'm done with politicking, it's time to get cruel. Cowers while he tries to kill thee. Ken Sim just sits in the pockets of industry. And to add extra insult to injury, the fucking towers, they all sit empty. I miss the chance to burn them down with you. They stole the chance to burn them down with you. But fuck the towers, they'll be ash when I'm through. I'm done with pointless marches, it's time to get cruel. Drug policy was written to kill us quick. The towers need building blocks and we don't make good bricks. There's many assholes in the state, just take your fucking pick. It's up to you, make their addresses public. Something you should do. A glass bottle, a rag, and some fuel. If someone's gonna burn them down, it's only gonna be you. Just so we're clear, Cesus, this is not literal or true. Please act now, 'cause your friends are dying to this. Don't let it shut you down, let it get you fucking pissed. If it's your first offense, you're in a lot less of a risk. And if you can't give all your money to Eris, someone's gonna burn them down, it's only gonna be you. A glass bottle, a rag, and some fuel. If someone's gonna burn them down, it's only gonna be you. A
glass bottle, a rag, and some fuel.
And sentimental stories and songs.
Do you enjoy a pleasant chat and a giggle with pals? Then you're going to love our show, Love Notes, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every week, a new guest selects a great love of their life, a sibling, a romantic partner, a best friend, and we get to make a show about the stories and songs that make up their love.
Join us on this journey for the ears and the heart every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Welcome back, Lethal Refreshers.
Welcome back. You just heard the track College Rock Song number 1 by Knitting, and then M-O-N-E-W-A-A-O-D off DIY for Dolph, and Lumpin' Soup the Tower off of DIY for Dolph.
Three good tracks.
I really liked the M-O-N-E track. That felt kind of different for M-O-N-E, and it was really good.
I loved it.
The end was pretty silly, because we kept on thinking it was over, and then we would hear a voice.
I love it. It reminds me so much of like the music I love, which is like 90s underground rock. Shout out Kirk, shout out Emerson, shout out the two other band members I don't know.
The tall one, is the tall one still there?
I don't
the
know.
Tall one.
Is the tall one with blonde hair? Shout out to you. I don't remember your name.
Shout out.
And then so we're going to try and get the tracks in. We're going to be playing. Do you want to announce them?
Oh my gosh. Okay, we have three more amazing tracks. I might change a little. But yeah, no. There's Quiet Eyes by Duster from their new album In Dreams. Duster, 90s band that recently 90s band that played like very spacey washed out rock, and then has recently been making albums in the past like 5 years.
Love Duster.
Then we have Grace by Yoyi with Jack Zebra. Yoyi's new artist, like from what I can tell, from Japan, but it's the Jack Zebra feature that I know because Jack Zebra is my boy, Chengdu rapper. He's really good. And then finally, we have Semperar from Top Killa's Clean and MC Carol. MC Carol is a funk Brasilia rapper who's been making music for a while, who's had a very like amazing come up from where she is, and she's amazing. I love her. And we're going to hear those three tracks. It's going to be so exciting. Hopefully all three of them are to your liking. If not, come next time. There'll be more amazing shows like
Unseated Airwaves.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I don't know if it's Gobstopper or Spit Today.
I think it's Gobstopper today.
Gobstopper. Bless
the,
you.
The here's, sneeze show.
Here's oh, Quiet yeah. Eyes by Duster.
Thank you. two sneak sticks when the people hate. Hoping it still might be a crew.
Hello.
Hello. I hope you are all feeling lethal and refreshed.
Me too. And I hope you don't go anywhere because you will be taken care of by Chris Horrific from Parts Unknown.
He's amazing.
And that's the next show.
Mm-hmm. And what did we just hear, by the way?
You just heard Grace, Quiet Eyes by Duster, Grace featuring Jack, Zebra by Yo-Yi, and then Sempara by Clean, Trap Killers, and MC Carol.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't decided on a date yet, but this will probably be our last Monday episode. We'll be doing Friday, or we haven't decided on time, rather. We'll probably be on Fridays from now on at some point. Yeah. And that'll be posted on our Instagram when you can find us there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll work better for all of our schedules. And if you're also listening on a lovely Friday, it'll be good for you.
It will.
You can end off your week with Lethal Refresh.
Sorry, Monday fans.
Sorry, Mondayers.
It's so over for you guys.
Well, it's not so over just yet because Chris has got you, but that's we'll so catch true. You on the other side whenever that may be. Meow.
With a bad kiss, I wanna go out with some passion. Is that too much to ask for, baby?